We are go for main engine start. T-minus 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and liftoff of the Space Shuttle Discovery with the Hubble Space Telescope, our window on the universe.
You didn't have to be at NASA to be excited about Hubble.
That's former NASA astronaut Jeff Hoffman. He now teaches at MIT.
People were really looking forward to this great new telescope that was going to be able to see farther away than any other telescopes and reveal the secrets of the universe.
Once in space, the Shuttle Discovery opened its hatch and lifted Hubble into position. The systems were carefully switched on. All that was left to do was cut the cord.
Discovery, you're go for umbilical disconnect.
We copy that, go for umbilical disconnect.
Heads firm.
The strongest space telescope in human history was in orbit.
Houston, we have a problem.
And the optics were off, by less than a 50th of the width of a human hair. But it was enough. Every image the telescope returned was blurry. It was an unmitigated disaster.
Jokes on late night comedians movie where they had a picture of Hubble next to the Tacoma Narrows Bridge and the Hindenburg as, you know, history's great disasters. Barbara Mikulski denouncing Hubble as a techno turkey in the halls of the U.S. Congress. I mean, it was terrible.
Hubble had presciently been designed from the start to be serviceable, though no one expected it to need such a critical fix so fast. Hoffman was one of seven astronauts tapped for the job. It was a big deal. The failing multi-billion dollar telescope was under the microscope.
We got called down to NASA headquarters to meet with Dan Golden, who was the NASA administrator at the time. And I always remember sitting across from his desk, and he looked at us and he said, "I hope you realize that the future of NASA's human spaceflight program depends on the success of your mission."
That December 1993 mission was the most complex flight in the history of the shuttle program. 10 days in space, a record 5 spacewalks, 3 of them completed by Hoffman. The mission went spectacularly, but it would be weeks before they knew whether the repairs actually worked. Hoffman got a call from a friend at the Science Institute at 1 a.m. on New Year's Day as he was cleaning up from a party at his home.
I'll always remember, they said, "Do you have any champagne in the refrigerator?" And yeah, we had a half bottle left over. "Well, go pour yourself a glass and we're going to drink a toast because I'm not really supposed to tell anybody, but we figured somebody on the crew ought to know that we've got the first pictures back from Hubble and it worked. It's perfect."
In the years since, Hubble has produced some of the most iconic and breathtaking images of our universe ever seen, fundamentally changed our understanding of the universe, and completely rewritten astronomy books. And it's still going strong. Upgraded most recently in 2009, it continues to peer into the deepest recesses of space and back into time. As for Hoffman, he sometimes finds himself in his office at MIT, reflecting back on those moments all those years ago, suspended between heaven and earth, with the hopes of countless scientists and the future of NASA in his hands.
It's another world up there. It's a completely different plane of human existence to be weightless, but then to be out in a spacesuit in a vacuum. That's the most intimate experience of what being in space is like. As an astronomer and an astronaut, I mean, the thrill of putting my hands on the Hubble telescope up in space, I mean, it doesn't get any better than that.
Jeff Hoffman, the man who fixed the Hubble telescope, which was launched into space and released into orbit 24 years ago this week. From the Curiosity Desk, I'm Edgar B. Herwick III, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.
I could see for miles and miles.